Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
I guess some controversy already. Usman made some comments because he's now, I believe, tied with GSP.
Okay.
And some people are upset, including a very good friend of mine who was and still is George's attorney.
Okay.
Taken to offense to it. But time moves on.
Well, what did he say?
That he's equal to that. I don't know if he called himself the GOAT.
I've never seen St. Pierre toe stomp into victory.
Who cares how you win?
I mean, it matters.
Why does it matter?
I think it matters.
I think that could be.
Do those count as strikes? You count those as strikes for
that,
points?
That could be the stupidest thing you've said since we've come back from break.
No, come on. Well, since break, yes.
Right, since break.
But like you can go in and have a flurry of just like a little, like a bunch of little pitter-pat touches, but each one of those counts as a strike. I mean, it shouldn't be just points. Shouldn't be able to win just by like, you know, it should have to be a whole well-rounded.
It's a whole snapshot. Everything. It's a whole everything.
Octagon
and,
control.
And first of all, you saying patty cakes is not a foot stomp. I'm just saying.
I mean, no, it's annoying for sure.
But it's not annoying. It hurts.
It hurts. It hurts.
Between
and it's
a
annoying.
Pat, you're just saying a love tap. I mean, if you're going to have a strike, it counts.
Yeah, but no matter how impactful it is, like it doesn't matter if like yeah, because there's some guys like they'll get a side control.
Here's what we're going to do.
They'll hit.
Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to call my guy.
All right.
He is your welterweight champion of the world. I did reach out to him trying to get him on today, but I don't know if he's still traveling or where. And oh, by the way, I need to talk about the other thing here in a second. I'm going to see about getting Usman to come to town.
Okay.
Give me a number between 6 and 142.
All right. 17.
17. I'm going to ask Kamaru to foot stomp you 17 times.
Okay.
As hard as he can.
All right.
Okay.
I'll take it. I mean, it's a foot stomp. It sucks.
Okay.
It's annoying.
Okay.
I'll take it.
And then I
will give me a padded canvas mat. Make it soft. Make it.
You can do anything. You tell me where. I'll call Ralph and we'll do it over at his gym up in Tampa.
Okay.
You know, where there's a mat and there's a cage and all that kind of. Okay. And if I can't get Usman, I'll get somebody. I'll get Alon to do it.
All right. Yeah.
You know, I'll get, thank you. You know, we'll get it. Somebody to do 17 foot stomps.
Okay.
As hard as they can.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm okay with
it. And then I want to hear you say, well, that shouldn't count.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, when they get in side control and they do those little quick little punches, but they're not really damaging. They're not really doing anything other than running up a score.
Right.
Right. So when you say all that matters if they win by 1 point.
Right.
You know, all that matters is winning by 1 point on the scorecard.
But
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's fair.
It is true, but love taps are not going to give you the same point system that every judge is running through their head.
How many love taps does equal one significant strike?
1,409.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's like there's not a really a good way to score the fights.
Well, there's not, but here's the difference.
How do we change that?
Say nothing is done. Zero for 4 minutes and 59 seconds. Nothing.
So you're talking about Yoel Romero and Israel Adesanya.
We're talking about that.
they did nothing for
how
five.
How is he on the cover of the UFC game, by the way? Masvidal, I get.
Yeah, he's the biggest star of the year.
I know Israel is the champ and blah, 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 blah. I would have put Amanda.
The GOAT?
I would have put her.
Is she the female GOAT or just the GOAT?
I think she's approaching, if not already.
Like
the GOAT of all time, yeah.
I mean, obviously, Cejudo has a title.
He doesn't.
He's the greatest combat champion of all time.
All right. Just because you, I can't say the things I want to say on FCC radio. Now, again, I've changed a little bit. I've moved Cejudo up a little bit.
After his dominant performance last time.
When you put everything together. Now, the gold medal has nothing to do with UFC,
correct.
MMA, GOATness, whatever.
Right.
But you still think about it, sure. But it has nothing to do with it. I have moved him up quite a bit.
And he's dominant.
He is
dominant. And those two guys that fought for his vacant belt, neither one of those guys could beat him today or maybe ever.
I'm not going to disagree with that. Now, if he comes back and fights Alex, you know, and if he wins that belt, maybe. Big ups to Max Holloway.
Yep.
Okay.
Class.
Just the class that he showed, and I don't know if you saw his tweet, but
we talked about people being unemployed, people going through real fights.
Right, but not about that, but about all these people that are calling out fans and media that said it wasn't a robbery. So fans sticking up for Max, you know, death threats.
Right.
And Max is like, hold on a second. Right. There's a lot bigger things going on in the world than I lost a fight.
Right.
You know, I made a lot
of money.
Because
I still got paid. Right.
So I'm still young. I still got to go this.
To Abu Dhabi. I still got to go take a trip.
I'm now in quarantine back in Vegas. Right. So a lot of things that are still happening. But I thought big ups, you know, to Max. And a lot of people who watched thought he did win.
I did too.
Like I said, I haven't rewatched it. And you have to watch it as a judge. You have to watch it round by round. Now, it's not pride.
Now, coming out of the tunnel, like I remember texting you, and I was like, Rose looks determined.
You did.
Rose Namajunas, like, look, he had a different look in her eye of focus and commitment to the fight game. And Andrade, you know, won and beat her by slamming her on the head in a violent fashion, you know. So it was nice to see Rose come back into her
still
form.
Good fight, close fight, fight great of the fight. Night. You know, all that kind of stuff. It is funny, though, that we both had a lock of the night and we both won.
Yeah.
You know, you had Rose and I had Usman.
For sure.
So, and that's nothing taken away from Masvidal because I do like the guy.
Of course.
You know, but, and that's why a lot of times I don't like to pick because fighters take it personally. They can tell you they don't.
Right.
But they do.
Of course they do. Of course.
And there's certain people that take it more personal than others. And I remember saying it to one fighter said some things to me.
Okay.
In a joking matter, but it was serious and, right. You know, who I consider a friend. And I kind of explained it. You don't get it. It's difficult. It's, you know, your interview. It's kind of like going to the locker room and these media people that have called certain Tampa Bay Buccaneer players trash, garbage, right. This, that. And then they go into them the next day and ask for an interview.
Right.
How many media people that have thrown Mike Perry under the bus have reached out to him about just to get him on the radio?
Of course.
Not because they're buddies or friends or just because they want that to build up their clicks.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
How do you feel about the Mike Perry restaurant altercation? Felicia didn't see it. He was at a restaurant and got in a verbal altercation. Then a guy, looked like the guy put his hands on him.
It did look like him.
It looked like the guy approached him. Like he dropped him. You know, like. What else do you expect Mike Perry to do? He's a professional fighter.
The thing that I'm going to say best about Mike is, as you watch that, what I respected is that he kept saying, are you calling the police?
Right, because if you do...
I'm not leaving.
If I leave, then they say I fled.
Right.
So he's like, if you called them, I'm staying right here.
Right, which I liked.
And right.
You know, could it have been handled better? Of course it could have. You know, people are on me, and I'm going to support my guys. I always have.
Sure.
I'm not going to say what he did was right. But I'm going to support him.
But the guy got what he deserved.
Absolutely.
I mean, if that guy approaches me in that same manner, he's getting the same thing.
I remember Pedro Martinez got destroyed when he took Don Zimmer and body slammed him. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
The Yankees-Red Sox fight. And he's like, he came to me.
Right.
I don't care if he's 100 years old.
Right.
I mean, it's just common sense. So because you're old, then I should let you hit me or right. I should let you. Screw that. If you're stupid enough. To come and I don't know if they knew who Mike was, and if they did, he deserved the ass whooping even more. But I've put myself in that situation, and I should have had my ass beat on a regular basis.
Right, right.
I know that.
At the bank this morning.
Well, I was a good boy at the bank.
But how, like, does the UFC? Is that going to affect his
absolutely.
Ability to fight?
Is absolutely.
His reputation? Because he's using the N-word and the racial slurs, they're trying to come out with this whole sensitivity to Black Lives Matter, and they're trying to make it a racial thing. But he wasn't using it in a racial context. He was using it as a street thug, like where he came from, his environment, like a rap music and cultural word, not a derogatory.
Don't you're going to get me in trouble.
I'm just saying.
But
they're trying to make it into a race thing,
right?
And I don't see it that way at all. That's just where he comes from, and that's just in the heat of the moment and in the battle, and that's just like how he speaks. Like that's not a racial thing. But do you think because of that, it will hold back opportunity for him?
Opportunity to fight?
To fight?
Oh, he'll always fight. I mean, whether it's if the UFC was to release him, he'll go somewhere else because he is a draw.
He'll fight at restaurants. He doesn't care.
Yeah. he'll be in the ironically, because the RFC is here in Tampa, he will join the RFC, the Restaurant Fighting Championship. and he will be the defending champion.
Well, that was a question I was going to ask. So we're watching the Fight Pass on Stream TV, StreamTVPro.com. And all these old fights are on Fight Pass, But these were different federations, right? Like WRC and all. Do those count for your fight, like for your UFC record, like all these other smaller promotions?
Please tell me that you didn't just ask that out loud.
I'm just asking.
No, it's not a UFC fight.
But the record's only as a UFC fighter only.
Well, no, if you
your previous pro record doesn't factor in.
Not as a UFC fighter.
Okay. When they come in, they're like, oh, this guy's
still on Wikipedia.
30 and 0.
He's still 30-0, but he's not 30-0 in the UFC. You know, your UFC record, I'm going to get, I can hear Grossman screaming right now.
Why? Because I bring up
stupid stuff
of conversation.
All right. Luckily, it's break time. When we come back, we're going to head out to, I think, Albuquerque as Isaac Valley Flag takes on a competitor next Friday on short notice.
I'm undefeated in the WXC, just for the record.
We'll talk to him when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
That's not my for the year.
No F-words in that one.
Oh, yeah.
We need to get some new ones from him. But on the line with us right now, I've been talking to him via DMs. We've been talking for a couple months. Didn't know when his next fight was. Now he does. Let's welcome back to the program, Ike Valley Flag. Ike, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you? Nice.
Yeah, we appreciate your time. Like I said, you know, we've been DMing back and forth, and we've been talking with this crazy world, you know, that we're living in. And now, you know, because of Jim and some things have happened, you now have a fight. So first and foremost, how have you been training? How have you been staying busy over these past couple months?
You know, I have a gym in my garage, and we have an amazing outdoors here in New Mexico with mountains. So staying in shape wasn't an issue. You know, it was just once things started to reopen, it was nice getting back into the gym, you know. So I've been training, been doing all the boring bag work and all that kind of stuff. But it was really nice to get back in the gym and really start to refine some stuff once things started opening here.
And I was just going to say, and then you said it's nice to get back to the gym, that because of the pandemic, you know, everybody, not everybody, but most people started in their own gym, you know, and then branched out to the big gym. So it's kind of crazy that it went back to that during the pandemic. And so many fighters said it was like, it kind of felt good for a while getting back into my garage, you know, being in that small confined environment instead of the big gym.
Yeah. You know, and, it was cool. So my coach would come over and just sit there and watch me from a few feet away, and it was really nice to get some kind of close personal attention like that. And I liked it. You know, I mean, I'm kind of a social person. I like being around people, so that part was bad. But it was nice just getting some personal attention and refining some things I really needed to work on that I might not have the chance to work on. You know, being in a bigger boxing gym. You know.
Right. So when did you get the phone call for next Friday?
Let's see. It was exactly 3 weeks. My manager hit me up and was like, hey, do you, you're in shape, right? And I was like, yeah, of course, you know. And he said, well, we're fighting. And I said, cool, let's do it.
Did it matter weight? Did it matter title? Did it matter who you were fighting? Was it just to be able to get back in there and do what you do best?
Yeah, you know, it really didn't. You know, that being said, a title is good, and getting to fight Luis is good. You know, it's one of those things. It's like fighters like to fight, right? But the bigger the trophy, the better the feeling, kind of a thing. So it didn't matter, but it sure is good to get to fight Luis. And it's a fight for the title.
How different, you know, past the obvious, you know, we obviously know you from UFC days. We know that you've now had a couple bare knuckle fights. So past the obvious bare knuckle compared to mixed martial arts. Tell some of our listeners, you know, what are some of the other differences of the two sports?
You know, getting used to the pacing, that is the biggest thing for me. You know, you don't have, it's not like 5 minutes to work, and there's not as much time to feel out, you know, which is one of the things that I think is great about it, is there's not as much of a feeling out process, as much as you're just fighting right away. And then getting used to it, I mean, is weird, you know, but then getting hit with no gloves, especially at first, is super weird, you know, and you got to get used to that adrenaline rush again.
Well, from the standpoint of an old fat media guy, getting punched with anything would probably be weird for me.
Yeah, I guess getting you after a while, you kind of get. I won't ever say you get used to it because it's still getting hit, you know. But it's you get used to it, and then changing things up is different, you know. I mean, it's not bad or good. It's just different. It's cool, you know. It's a new experience, and I dig it, man. I dig the platform. I dig the pacing. I dig the punching with no gloves and learning how to do that, how to pick your shots better. I mean, I dig everything about it.
You know, the thing that I've always found to be the strangest is, you know, it's one thing if fighter A is just a jackass. He's a jackass outside of the cage. He's a jackass in the cage. He gets in there, he fights. That's what he does. But it's always kind of blown my mind when you run across guys like yourself or Eve Edwards or Joe Stevenson, you know, just really good, cool guys. And then once that door shuts or you walk through the ropes, it's like you're a whole different person.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to think of Joe Daddy as a jackass also.
Okay.
But please, but I love the dude. And trust me, it's not like a bad jackass thing. he's my jackass. He's always the loose cannon, you know. Yeah, you know, it's weird because, like you said, so I go from, and my wife gets used to this, but I'm now going from having a family to thinking about, you know, me and Luis are going to throw down and we're going to try to hurt each other for 10 minutes, you know? So having to flip that switch is definitely a thing, you know? And I don't know how I do it still. I'm still thinking about it. I'm like, man, that's dumb. But, I managed to flip a switch and somehow get ready to bang kind of.
Right. And then switch it back real quick about Joe Daddy. Next time you talk to him, ask him to tell you about the time that we went to the White House together. It was Greg Jackson and Joe, and I took him to the White House. We got the full tour. So at least he was on his best behavior that day.
Well, I mean, you have to be, right? For some reason, Joe in the White House just sounds like a trip, but I imagine he was on his, like you said, on his best behavior. But I couldn't imagine, like, him. And didn't Aaron Riley go on that trip, or was he not there for that one?
Yeah, he didn't go with us. It was just the three of us.
Okay, man. Yeah, I will definitely ask him.
I think Aaron went with us to the Nationals game because I just found the photo of him and Edwin Jackson. So he joined us at the game, but he didn't go, you know, to the White House. Talk to us about the strangest thing that's ever happened to you in the middle of a fight. Whether, you know, you notice something in the audience or you kind of drifted for a second, you know, what's the funniest thing that comes to mind?
There's always the do I look fat in these shorts moments for me, which, you know, is always like, you know, I'll be moving around and I'll feel something jiggle wrong and I'll be like, man, do I look like a fat ass on TV? And I know that's not like, there hasn't ever been like anything super weird other than hearing Guida outside the cage yelling at me. But other than that, it's just the usual, like having a weird self-conscious moment. Like when you're in the middle of fighting a guy, you know,
I've always asked guys, you know, athletes, not just guys, cause the female fighters as well, what you do hear and what you don't hear. I was at one of those fights. Clay was in row one. I was in row one of the media section, and I'm listening to everything he's yelling and trying to watch the fight. Can you hear and can you decipher, you know, A, that's Clay, B, I want to hear it, B, I want to ignore it. I'm trying to listen to Greg or a coach. How can you decipher what you are and what you're not paying attention to?
You know, so I've always said that, like, I get super, and it's kind of like the spiritual thing where you get focused, so focused that all you're hearing is the other guy's breath and your coach's voices. But there's certain guys, you know, me and Clay at that time, same thing with Cub. We've spent so many rounds in the gym together and so much time hearing each other that you just pick up on random voices in the crowd. You know, it's not everybody for sure. But it is like, you know, Clay's voice is the voice that I hear, you know, Cub's is the voice that I hear, you know, and same with Joe Stevenson. But it's one of those things that, it's, I don't tune it out because he might be seeing something, but you know, I mean, I'm still trying to listen to my coaches as much as possible. But it's cool. I always think it's cool when you kind of get that little bit of, I mean, like when you get that little bit of like kind of outside presence there too.
Before we let you go, obviously we need to talk about next week in Oxford, Mississippi. I hate the word short notice. I've been complaining about it, you know, for the past hour and a half. Kind of short notice. You've only known, you know, for a couple weeks. But whether it's today, tomorrow, or 6 months from now, how do you plan for a fight when you don't? And this is how I've always said about fight plans. You don't know what the guy you're fighting against is going to do when you throw your first punch. So how do you kind of just go out there and just throw, or you know, talk us through that, or talk me through it?
I think we all, you know, every fighter wants to be the best fighter that they can be. So I try to do mostly concentrating on stuff that I do best. And then with a little bit of stuff mixed in about like what Luis does, you know, or whoever I fight, you know, and try to go off that kind of a game plan. 'Cause if you're focusing too much on what the other guy is doing, I think that you're taking away from the way that you perform, you know?
Right.
And I always think that's a negative. So I just go out and try to be the best me that I can be, and hopefully beat the guy that I'm fighting that night.
And next week it is for one of those shiny belts. Best of luck to you. Thank you for your time. We're going to put you on hold so I can get your address so we can send you out some 8-man strong for coming on, and we'll talk to you again after the fight next week.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Appreciate it. That is Isaac Valley Flag back in the squared circle in Oxford, Mississippi. It's BKFC as they get back into action. Looking forward to it. All right. When we come back from this break, we're going to try to get out to Fight Island. We're going to try to hunt down Scott Peterson. He's supposed to wake up from his nap so he can get ready for tonight's action. So heading out there momentarily after this break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call him at 727-290-9873.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan,
me, and many, many others. You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No, hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Hello again. Hello. Hello again.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio. Coming to you live from Fort Pizza, 8024 4th Street North.
So are we going to talk about tonight's fights? Are we going to blow it off? Are we going to look at it? Ige?
I know they're fights. I mean, it's
main really, event is going to be good.
Your boy, Ige.
Iggy? The Ige? Hawaiian versus a Boston Strong. I think I know.
You think you know who's going to win?
I think so.
Who?
I cannot divulge that.
You can tell me afterwards.
I can't divulge it because then people would go betting.
Why don't they have any like big fights? Why do they have three championship fights on Saturday and then none tonight? Why didn't they space that out?
One's a pay-per-view and one's free.
Well, doesn't that make sense?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not sure that you needed that main event. I thought was going to sell. Now, most people are saying that it was Masvidal that sold, not Usman.
Okay.
I don't know about that. Because
but their gate was low, one of the lowest in history, right?
It's one of the lowest gates of all time. Yeah. It's about the same gate. No, that's not true. UFC 11 had people in the stands. They just didn't have people in the hotel.
Okay.
The after party was in the ballroom. It was a cheese platter. I remember it vividly.
Right.
It was a cheese platter. I think one fighter, three fans, and two media people. And once the cheese plate was gone, everybody left.
That's what Dana said.
They were all, yeah. That is true. I'll watch until I fall asleep.
Okay.
You know, I just think they need to go an hour earlier.
Yeah.
Now I understand it's because of the West Coast. I mean, you can't really start at 1 p.m.
Right. Because everybody's still working.
But let's be honest, we don't live on the West Coast. Right. Who cares?
And it's not a normal life. Like, people are actually sitting at home now doing nothing all day long. They're not actually working.
No, so things haven't changed for me.
Well, yeah, your life still stays the same. But I don't know. I mean, like, it was hard for me to watch the Contender Series on Tuesday nights. I mean, it was, you know, like, it was just an odd night of watching, like, combat sports. Like, it wasn't really, like, you know, Monday's wrestling, you know, always has been. So it was just kind of, I don't know, it's just odd to watch it on a Wednesday night. I kind of have to make a special plan and commitment to, like, trying to watch it where it's not going to be natural.
I'm trying to think of what I want to say.
I'm probably not going to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
I won't. I'll just see you one. And
you ain't going to watch.
I'm
shocked that you watched Saturday.
I did watch that.
I said I'm surprised.
Watch Paige VanZant go into retirement.
She didn't go into retirement.
Oh.
she just let. She's not going to be back with the UFC.
Right.
They set her up.
Of course.
You know, which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your final fight. You know, you don't want to give somebody negotiating skill. You know, not skills, but
leverage.
You know, leverage. And I think that was kind of in on
Will
it.
Will we see Paige VanZant back in the UFC?
No.
Never again?
No, I don't think so.
Bellator?
I think I could see her, if she loves fighting, then right. Yeah, she'll go to Bellator. She'll go to ONE. She'll, you know, maybe Dave Feldman will make an offer and bring her in the bare knuckle.
Okay.
I mean, you know, who knows?
Okay.
By the way, next week, Dave Manley returns.
Oh, nice.
He's not announcing next week. He's going to tease next week, and then he will announce on his Instagram next Friday.
Oh.
But I know what's next.
Okay.
I know what the next couple are going to be, and I know some of the biggies that are in process.
Really?
And it is interesting.
Finally, the Naked Pizza Man bobblehead.
No.
Coming to a shelf near you.
No. Oh. Not only would that never happen, but I would never own it if it even happened.
Did you see the Naked Cowboy in Times Square has been, he was kicked out by Black Lives Movement people, and they were like, forced to leave certain locations, like a mob mentality. So you know where he is now? Siesta Key. He's down here.
Really?
John's Beach or Jones Beach.
Is he strumming
strumming guitar on the beach?
Is he doing it down
there? He's doing it. So he posted pictures yesterday with like seven girls in bikinis and him with his guitar on the beach. So I think I'm going to take a trip down. You want to go hang out with Robert for the day?
I've done it once.
You know why? It's your boy.
He's not my boy.
It's your boy.
It's just we have hung out.
Like, well, I'll go like as naked people. Like, I'll be the Naked Pizza Man. He'll be the Naked Cowboy. You'll be the Naked something.
Go ahead. What?
I don't know what you would be.
You're putting your foot in your mouth as bigger and bigger as every minute and every round in this WXC.
Don't you love these whole fights, though?
Like, no.
Really?
Honestly, I find it hard to watch anything that's already happened. I really, truly do.
Okay.
You know, right. That's anything. I mean, I don't even really like rewatching movies.
Yeah.
You've seen it. Yeah. I mean, you know, and it's funny because we watch the same two or three TV shows all the time.
Okay.
And so
we
watch Last Man Standing all the time.
Okay.
We watch Two and a Half Men all the time.
Okay.
And it's like, I've seen that one. We're like, yeah, no crap. We've seen them all.
Right.
You know, we watch the Game Show Network.
Were you a Glee fan?
I wasn't.
You see the star, yeah. She was found.
I think she's the third
cast member
to die
of that popular show.
Yeah. Right.
One was an overdose.
Right.
One was a suicide, and now this one was an accidental drowning, apparently. So it's like a curse of Glee. Do you believe in curses?
No.
You don't believe in curses?
No. No. No.
Because Knockout Radio have a curse?
Because you were successful. Because you were successful on Glee, you're now going to have bad things are going to happen.
Cursed.
You're not cursed. You can curse yourself by doing stupid things.
Because the money you make from the successful show gives you opportunity to do dumb stuff.
Right. Well, that's not a curse.
Or you feel invincible because you have money or fame.
Well, and all of that is true, but that's not a curse.
No curses of Knockout Radio? No bad juju?
First of all, don't bring my religion into this.
not juju. I meant juju. with a G.
There is a curse of Knockout Radio.
Okay.
I always tend to get rid of useless, no good co-hosts.
No, and then you found me. So.
And that's not all my co-hosts. I'm not putting all of my co-hosts.
No, you said it. We got the tape.
No, I know that, but I'm saying it's not all of my co-hosts.
You got rid of
co-hosts.
All the useless people, and if you found a star.
Well, no,
now I'm here.
I did get rid of the useless one, but there have been some co-hosts that were not useless, that were very talented, like Derek Kukulich, who just moved back to Chicago.
Okay.
Still don't know why.
Why to Chicago?
Yeah.
It's a nice city. Got a lot of tradition, a lot of hot dogs.
It has a Garrett popcorn.
It has a Garrett popcorn. You got Wrigleyville. That's all you really need.
Yeah, but I don't know about now. I wouldn't want to be up there. How many shootings? How many deaths just last weekend?
Like 100 a weekend or almost. Like, I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Like the numbers come out of Chicago.
And the bad weather and all of that stuff. Do you think there'll be football?
I don't know.
All right, while you're thinking out the answer no, while you're thinking
no,
of that,
I don't think there will.
Explain something to me. I don't know why I'm asking somebody that's not as bright as people that are in this restaurant right now.
Yes, we should ask that guy.
Well, there's many people in here that we should ask.
The other guy, too.
I don't understand. So some of the conferences are only going to have interconference games.
Right.
Because the pandemic doesn't leave the conference.
Right. It only stays in the Big Ten.
Right.
Right. It's
so
not...
Big Ten is now canceling all games that are not Big Ten. Right. The SEC is only going to play against the SEC. I don't get it. I don't understand.
It's just the, you know, it's segregation. Just and, going back to like segregation.
And you know when they say, you know, hold my beer?
Yeah.
Right?
I'll be right back.
Well, I guess Korea is saying hold my beer because they've been playing baseball now for how many weeks?
And they have all the fans like printed on like cardboard.
That is funny. I mean, well, I think one, and I think we talked about it, they used blow up dolls.
Yeah.
You know, as fans right. throughout the thing. I wonder if then they auctioned them off after the game.
They used blow up doll?
Well, they're not used. They're just sitting
I don't
there.
No, if it's been in attendance and it's used. It was not new.
Game used blow up doll.
There's your pandemic memorabilia of the year.
Yeah, interesting.
Forget the face mask.
All right, final break of the afternoon. Then we'll come back and talk about less than we've talked about since the beginning.
That's not possible.
This is, yeah, it is. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Wells, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
Tony Hawk. A little Tony Hawk action.
Wow, you really do have a wide spectrum of fans.
Yes, I do.
Talking sports, is it a skateboarding a sport?
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Can you do it?
Yeah. I mean, not at that level. But, I mean, does it take athleticism to ride a skateboard?
Yeah.
Does it take athleticism to play golf? Oh, look at that face. Oh.
Well, you know, whenever you say that, the first thing you think of is John Daly.
Right.
You know, if you smoke cigarettes and drink beer while you're doing it, isn't an athletic sport.
Or bowling, darts.
Bowling, darts, cornhole.
What about World Series of Poker?
Same.
That's an endurance thing.
Yeah, that's not a sport.
Why not?
Because it's not a sport.
It takes physical endurance to sit for 48 hours without getting up to go pee.
Then that's true. Just like driving in circles.
Right.
You know, it's all the same.
So what would qualify like a athletic competition, like a sport? Like
what would qualify?
Yeah. Like but back to the question, is skateboarding a sport?
I'm going
to
say yes.
Okay.
I was told a story once. I never really checked it out. The person that told me this is a fairly big name celebrity in the world of the world.
Okay.
And he said that there was this kid that was in his driveway. And I guess he was riding a skateboard and he was dating the sister or some crap like that. And it was Tony Hawk.
Really?
Yeah. Before Tony Hawk.
Well, it was Tony Hawk. Sure. Well, there's a lot of people. I mean, that's every celebrity has that the story, right? Like they were nobody just doing whatever. And then all of a sudden made it big.
When you're young, David Wells was pitching Little League, you know, might not have been Little League, but that's, you know, 10-year-old baseball, 12-year-old baseball. And the story is that all the Hells Angels motorcycles would pull up.
Oh, really?
And watch and pay David. You know, I guess one of the big head honchos was dating his mom or something.
Okay.
And he was making more money playing Little League than he probably did with the Yankees.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Imagine cheering against that team.
Right. Boom. Like, careful.
So I guess Hamilton's the big thing that everybody's able to see now on TV or something.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know and I don't care.
I haven't seen it.
I have zero interest.
Don't know anything about it.
You know, I can't sit still. I can't follow. I can't whatever. But somebody told me that when the main guy, whatever his name is,
okay.
When his wife comes to watch, she boos every time he kisses somebody in the play.
Okay.
I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You don't find that humorous?
Yeah.
No.
I don't get those things. I don't get those kind of shows, like those kind of social trends. I don't follow any of it.
I don't know what social trends means.
All that trend, like what? I don't get any of it. I don't watch any of it.
Well, I mean, I watch some. Like, I would go watch Mamma Mia again.
Really?
Absolutely, I would. I've seen it 20-some times.
Really?
I would go see it 40 more.
Really?
Yeah. I would go see Jersey Boys again. I've seen it 10 times.
I've never been to like a Broadway play.
Well,
never been to.
I like the musicals.
Okay.
Because I like the music. Now, if I didn't like the music, I'd be bored.
Sure. I mean, I think
I've been to musicals.
I think the only one I would go see. I mean, I've been to Blue Man Group. And that was cool. But the only one
I interviewed them.
Really?
Yeah.
With or without their makeup on?
Well, they started with all the crap on, and then, you know, we went in the back and.
Oh, they took off their mask for you.
And we talked.
What?
Yeah.
So, but I think the only one I haven't seen that I want to see would be Stomp.
I've seen that.
Yeah. I think that's cool, like with the trash cans and like the whole.
Like the right. So which do you want the story of first? My Blue Man Group story or my Stomp story?
Let's go Stomp.
Okay. So Sean and I are in Vegas.
Okay.
And we went to, I didn't even know that you can snow ski and you can snowboard.
Okay.
Outside of Vegas. It's like 40 minutes outside of Vegas. Okay. There's a big ass mountain and it's snow and whatever. So I did a thing. I made some calls. We got them on the air and Sean and I went out to the island to snowboard.
Okay.
So as we're getting all of the, remember the rule. Okay. So Sean and I are getting dressed to go snowboard and we start talking to this guy. And as we're talking, he's in Stomp.
Okay.
He was the number two performer in Stomp.
Wow.
And he goes, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you don't tell anybody that I was here, I'll leave you tickets tonight. Because he could probably have gotten in trouble because right. he's snowboarding.
Sure.
I mean, and, you know, if he was to get hurt or whatever. Right. So,
Don't most athletes have a clause in their contract that can't do extracurricular activities?
A lot do, and I would say a good percentage of them don't follow it.
Yeah. I mean, I know the Birdman, you know, the NBA player. Yeah. You know, he came to my house party.
He's not allowed to get tattoos.
Well, no, he got all the tattoos.
I know.
He's all the ink.
I know.
But no, we were playing a pickup game in my apartment complex, and he couldn't play because he was like, it's in my contract. If I get hurt,
well,
I'll get paid.
I remember I was at the Sundome, and somebody brought a Pepsi or Coke, I don't remember which, to somebody, and they're like, get that away from me, because they had a contract with the other.
Sure.
So my Blue Man, I went with one of those useless former co-hosts, and we were always arguing. You think you and I argue?
Really?
Oh, my God. This guy was the biggest putz on planet Earth.
No way.
Yes.
Somebody took my title?
No. He makes you almost...
I'm the GOAT.
He makes you almost okay to
enjoyable.
Be around.
Enjoyable?
Nice. Well, you'll never be enjoyable, oh. but this guy was the biggest putz I've ever been around.
Okay.
Okay? We would fight all the time. He was just a total jerk. So we went to a Blue Man. We talked to him, blah, blah, blah. So at the end, have you seen Blue Man?
Yep.
So at the end is when they throw the paintball, and then he spits it,
right.
and they spin the thing. So then we got in a crap contest,
because
I can't say the other word.
Sure.
And I ran and bought the, because he said he wanted it. So I ran and bought the painting.
Okay.
Because they sell it after every show. So I have that among all my other crap that I have. In my storage unit.
Can I get that with the Oscar Schmidt jersey?
You can buy the Blue Man Group painting for what the Oscar Schmidt jersey is worth.
Done.
Okay.
But I get both.
No, you don't get... You're not
getting... Buy one, get two. Make a deal.
I'll make a deal. I'll go put a paintball in my mouth and spit it on
Would you like to hear my Blue Man Group story?
No, I'm not interested.
It's a pretty cool story.
I'm really not interested.
My first time in Vegas. My wife and I went to Vegas.
I'm still not interested.
And we bought the tickets 4 hours before the flight.
So you're going to tell us anyway.
So security stopped us because they thought it was fraud. Because they're like, well, if it's within 24 hours, this is maybe 15 years ago. So they held us up at the airport and they made us lose our flight. Took me off. So anyway, on the flight, we got upgraded. We had a layover originally from Denver to Vegas, but because they made us lose our flight because of security breach, then they put us on a direct flight for United. Then they played a contest. The pilot comes on, he's like, the plane weighs 47,000 pounds and it has 185 gallons of fuel and it weighs. And he's like, and there's 150 of you on board with your luggage, two bags per item per person. How much does everything weigh? So everybody wrote on the paper. The flight attendants picked it all up. And so my wife, Larissa, got the closest
wives.
To the amount.
Is there more than one wife?
Well, yeah, that was the only one I forgot.
I'm saying, so, I can't just say your name.
Same wife. And I think she's listening right now. She's bored. And so so anyway, we won, and we got the $150 tickets for free on our first trip to Vegas, and it saved our day. It was the greatest trip we've ever had.
Did they do the toilet paper and all
they
that
did
stuff?
All of it, they, yeah. We were front row. It was just amazing.
Good dudes out of Orlando. You know, that's kind of where, you know, that's their corporate office and all that kind of stuff. So
I want a reunion tour. Let's go back to make it happen. Invite them over to the restaurant.
If the pandemic ever goes away, which I don't know. We didn't even talk about Saturday. You know, we briefly talked, not very much, but, you know, we talked about tonight's fights. And Scott Peterson, I guess, is still sleeping. So
yes, probably.
I hope he misses the fights because, you know, he's not going to get there in time. They took him to the F1 track. I don't know if I told you that.
Yes.
So they've done some cool stuff there. They'll be back out there in a couple months. Some shows have already been announced for Vegas. I just don't feel like going anymore.
The Middle East is a big hotbed for
it's
the
hot
UFC.
Already. It's hot.
It's hot, and it's hot for the MMA. Like, they love the UFC.
So title fight this weekend. Winner gets triple C. He'll become quadruple C, and then he'll fight Alex to become the six-time champ.
You know how much my Mercedes is worth because the triple C has ridden
zero.
In that? That chariot is now priceless.
Zero.
I'm going to put it in the museum. I'm going to donate it to the Smithsonian.
I think I like him more now that he's gone. I got to be honest.
Just like me. Like, every time I leave, you like me more.
Yeah, the problem is you don't leave.
I come back.
Cejudo leaves. He's gone.
Oh, he's coming back. You think Cejudo's not coming back?
I think if he gets the right fight for the right amount of money.
Of course he's coming back.
And a title fight. And I think he does beat Alex.
Oh, yeah.
I think he does. All right. I want to thank everybody for putting up with this garbage for the past 2 hours. We will be back next week. Scott Peterson will be on Fight Island, and we are out. Thanks to our sponsors, 8-Man Strong Staff Zone. Hit me up.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy. Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.